Hello there, and welcome to this episode of Greg Crew Maybe Watch Again. And today, we are not watching The 100. Don't cry. Guys, it's okay.
It's okay. We're not giving up on the show.
We're not giving up. We're just giving you a bonus episode.
Yeah. What is it nice like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the listeners what we're watching today?
Well, we should probably, we're watching a very sacred show to you. A show that you, well, not a show, sorry, a film.
A film,
that's very
yeah.
sacred to you. Sorry. Still in 100 mode. It's a film we're watching this time. And it's a show, it's a film that you're very a big fan of. Mm-hmm. And you got me to watch it for the first time. I can't remember when it was, roughly, but it was last year.
Yeah, sometime last year.
Yeah. And it's Mean Girls, or the musical version of the remake.
Mean Girls the musical, the movie, I think is what it's marketed
as. It's not a remake, is it? It's like its own take on it. It's not like the film. It's, like you said, it's more of an adaptation of this musical.
Yeah, because I was actually going to do like a quick rundown for noobs that don't know, like you. Because you've seen the OG. The OG is the one I made you watch. So this one is... it's the movie of the Broadway show, which is based on the original.
Yeah.
So it's like a movie adaptation of the musical, but the musical was a musical adaptation of the movie.
The movie, yeah. It's great. It's layers on layers right here.
Crazy stuff. If you've not seen the OG Mean Girls, I would say turn this podcast off right now and
turn
go
off.
And educate yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm talking to you, Gen Zs.
Get in there. Get on that. Get in on. It's on all good streaming services. It probably isn't, but
if you pay for it.
If you pay for it, yeah, it's out there.
So we've not watched it yet. We're recording this little intro. Well,
yeah, you've seen it.
I've seen it. I've seen it a million times. You've not seen it at all.
In true fashion of our show, I'm watching it for the first time. You've seen it 100 times.
One day we're going to roll reverse it and you're going to make me watch something.
Yeah, I think we did talk about that once, but maybe we'll come to that road one day.
Yeah, we'll get
I'll
there.
Be on the other side. Yeah.
But we're doing something slightly different because we are going to play a drinking game whilst we watch
guys,
it.
We're not drunk right now. This is us sober.
Yeah. We're just normally this chaotic.
Yeah. So, I tried to think what's going to happen after this.
I'm a bit scared, but also excited.
Yeah.
So I found a drinking game on Twitter. Well, I found two, actually. So I'm going to credit them because they came up with them. So Kit Rhapsody and Alison Alamode on Twitter made up these drinking games that I have stolen for today. So I'm going to just read through the rules of the drinking game. Because there is a high chance after we've played the drinking game, I'll forget to do this when we start recording.
At a certain point into the drinks, we'll devolve and we'll just be drinking normally.
Yeah.
it's what's going to happen.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So we are going to, where is it? Take two drinks for Kevin G's rap. And we are also going to take two drinks for the Santa's Little Helper dance.
Yeah.
We are also going to take two drinks every time someone mentions the word fetch, any type of food, or sabotaging Regina.
When we say drinks, are we saying a good sip of this or all of...
Oh, no, okay. A sip, because I don't think we have enough alcohol to take
a
whole
run
drink.
Out very quickly. That's how we're going to do this. I've only got one bottle.
Yeah, no, just a sip.
Yeah.
And then
I'd have to go get my stomach pumped if I...
We don't want that.
No.
And then we're going to take one drink every time... Well, this one I don't think will happen because you've not seen it. But every time you and I say a line at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, it might happen if one of the same lines are used, because they are. There are some lines that are reused from the original, but you've only seen it once, so...
Exactly.
We're going to take one drink every time someone pronounces Katie's name wrong, and we're also going to take one drink every time Regina's mum appears.
Yeah.
And then we're also Gonna take one drink every time someone mentions Regina's name. Math or mathletes. Africa. The plastics. Janice being a lesbian. And the burn book.
Oh, gosh.
So those rules came from Alison Alamode. That was that one.
Yeah.
And then I actually... That was actually for the original Mean Girls. Yeah. But you can incorporate that into the new one. And then... this other one I found from Kit this... Rhapsody.
This is... I'm just thinking, like, this might be... the earliest in the day I've ever like gotten drunk.
It's gonna be great. We love day drinking.
Yeah, we love it. We love it.
But these rules are for the actual musical version. So this one I'm quite excited about. So we got drink for a Tina Fey jump scare.
Right. Yeah.
Drink.
So these aren't the ones you made. These are still someone else's made.
Someone else made these. Drink when there's a bad transition to a song. Drink for the following shot of Katie during Revenge Party. So there's a scene where the camera just follows her. We're going to drink for that entire... That's not a sip, that is. We have to drink for that entire shot.
Oh. Okay. I should have brought another drink, I think. I don't know. We'll see. Ration my shots.
Drink every time Gretchen says fetch. That was on the last one. Yeah. Drink every time there is obvious product placement.
Is there a lot of that?
Yep.
Okay.
You're going to want to buy elf makeup after watching this. Drink every time you say a variation of Rene Rapp is very hot, which I'm sorry because I'm going to say that a lot.
Yeah, that's
we already know.
At this point, it's your catchphrase. That is like, you.
I have to say it at least once a day.
Yeah.
Drink every time there's an aspect ratio.
Okay. That's an interesting one. Yeah.
Makes you wonder, what is this film doing? Drink every time she's just like me for real. I don't think that one's going to happen. I don't think I relate to any of the characters, so it's fine.
I'm going to say that all the time. I relate to a lot of these characters.
Maybe Janice in this one. Janice in this one is quite relatable. Drink every time Katie sounds like a robot. Every time there's bad choreography.
Yeah. I mean, some of these are opinionated, so I guess we'll have to make our own opinions as we go. Like, Do we think that's bad choreography or not?
Yeah. I actually think that's really good choreography.
Yeah.
I think Regina George is the best dancer.
In your opinion, would you say there's bad choreography in this throughout this film?
When I think of choreography, I think of dancing, like,
yes,
but there is like, because it's obviously a musical, there's like scenes where it's like, it's not dancing, it's like,
yeah,
what do you call it, like when you act in song?
It's, I don't know,
it's got a name, hasn't it? And it's
I don't know the name of it really.
Do you count that as choreography, because there is some cringy stuff?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because to me, it's like choreography would be like, you know, when you made me watch like the High School Musical stuff.
And steps.
It's like we watched. How many did we watch? Like three? Four? I can't remember now. Three?
Two.
I think we only watched the first two.
Yeah.
And I'd say like most of those films had good choreography because it was all backing dancers and people running around and stuff. Yeah. That's to me like, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll use our judgment on those.
We will, yeah, we'll figure it out.
But anyway, we're going to go and watch...
We should do this for the High School Musical one day.
We should. There'll be so many drinking games.
Oh, we'd have to do all of them. Maybe we should make this like a monthly thing.
Yeah, we'll just watch a cheesy film, musical film or something.
I'm up for that.
Okay.
Tell us, it's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
We'll just let you guys know we are drinking Dead Man's Finger, so this is like proper alcohol. This isn't like a light beer or
WKD, a Smirnoff Ice,
or a cider that's like 90% fruit.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is like hard alcohol.
So, we're on the hard stuff.
Yeah. What is the percentage of DMF anyway? I don't actually know. Does it say on yours?
37.5.
Ooh, mine's 35.
Oh, it probably depends. What's the banana one? I feel like this one's going to be less. Oh, yeah, banana is 35, so I think the normal spiced rum is...
Don't you mean banana?
Punana. The punana. I also have a little bottle of Jack Daniels that I found in my pocket
yesterday. My God. You're much more on it than me. I mean, I just got the one bottle thinking that would be enough, but I don't know.
We'll be fine. I think it'll be enough.
Well, if I drink an entire bottle, I'm definitely going to be drunk. So
exactly. So we'll be fine.
If I go through all that, I'm actually fucking done. Okay.
Okay, right, guys. We'll be back in like 2 seconds for you guys, but in reality, give us 2 hours. We'll be back with you. Wish us luck.
Bye. I thought you were like in love with me or something. It's not my fault. You came with her. She might leave with me. It's not my fault. You gotta pay for what I get for free. It's not my fault. You like it, like it, like it, love with me. It's not my fault. You like it, love with me. You're like in love with me. Where she at? Where she at? Where she doing? It smells like you drunk. Oh dear. Golly.
We're back, bitches. Oh my God. Okay.
That's probably the most energetic start episode we've ever done.
We did it. We done did it. We
we did.
We skipped a lot of shit. I feel like we did not drink every time everything every we just did not drink.
No.
We didn't drink every time we were supposed to drink.
I think the main thing we missed on was was the naming of the Regina.
The name. When people spoke Regina's name out, when the George Regina was spoken,
the one and only Judge Regina,
we were not drinking.
No.
However,
we weren't.
I feel like we made up for it with everything else. And the amount of time, I feel like actually we mentioned how hot Rene Rapp was more.
Oh my
Even
God,
you
guys.
Ended up.
I was just like fucking crazy. I was like, it was crazy.
Just crazy. Okay, crazy. Okay.
Bro, so when he opened the door, Regina was in there with the condition.
Okay. Deep breath.
Okay.
Initial thoughts. You got the giggles. You got the giggles.
Okay. Initial thoughts.
Go.
I really liked it. I thought it was really funny. I thought it was really, there was some really good shots. I thought some of the songs weren't like great. I think the songs got better as they went. I think they started off like kind of okay. And then like the last songs, like as they went, like the last few songs were really, like really good.
I feel like all of the songs were in the first hour. And then after that, there was like very little songs.
I think they were more spread out towards the end. Yeah, there was more like there was less songs between the beginning and the end.
What was your favorite song? Sing it to me.
You can't do that to me. Come on, I can't. The one where she's. I really liked. Fuck, what was it?
I love Fuck, What Was It? That's my favorite.
I love the one at the end when they have the trust fall, and then
I'd rather be me.
Yeah,
I'd rather be me than be with you.
Yeah, that was my favorite. I think that one was really great. I like that one.
That was a good one
because it was great how it all led up to the bus crash as well. At the end, like it was really great how they like it was great.
I love it
like,
when Regina George gets hit by a bus. She looked,
it's my favorite.
She looked so hot when she got hit by that bus.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, wow, a wheelie, like crazy moment.
Yeah.
But no, it was good because it like it spliced in her story and then it like went back to like the main story with Regina, and it was like it was really well done, and they were like doing all these crazy shots and stuff.
Yeah,
I thought it was like really good. Like I thought it was a really good film.
My favorite song.
I just didn't like the main girl.
Oh right, no, yeah, let's talk about that actually. Fuck favorite songs.
Yeah.
Casting was good until they cast Katie and Aaron. I think they're the most boring people.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I just say, Aaron isn't even that hot. Like, Aaron is not even that good looking. I don't even think he's, like, that good of a guy. Like, he's fine. He's okay. But I don't
As
think
As a straight
like...
man, you tell him. You yeah, tell him. He's not he's even.
Like, I don't think he's, like, this dreamy, like, dreamboat guy. Like, it didn't even make sense when, like, Regina was, like, angry and he was being, like, taken away from her or whatever. Because
yeah.
I was like, God, you could do a lot better than him. Like, seriously. Like, come on. Come
do
on
you
now. Like,
think,
what is this?
Do you think we're biased as two people that are not attracted to men?
I don't know. Maybe. I just think, if I think back to the original Mean Girls, I felt like... The original, you know, Aaron was like way better in the original Mean Girls.
See, I didn't think he was hot, but I thought he was more in line with who Ruthway and Regina. Like him yeah, and Regina yeah. looked like they would be like, together.
Exactly, right? Like yeah. it made more sense that they would be together. Like, I guess that like, I don't know if that's like... The new age hot guy now, you know, like having like this wavy hair.
This is the
hair,
Gen
like, dude,
Z look.
This is the Gen Z look of hot guys now, which it might be. I don't know. But I didn't see it personally. And I did not like the main, yeah, Aaron, Katie, guy, main girl, Katie.
What didn't you like about her? Oh, you have a sip of that.
She just,
drink.
I don't know. Like, Lindsay Lohan was, like, really good at the original. And Tim, like, I don't know. It felt like it wasn't well done when she went over to the plastics. You know what I mean? Like, I just felt like that transition into it, like, it wasn't as well done.
I have thoughts and opinions on that, too.
Yeah, you shoot.
It was out of nowhere. Like, there yes. was no progressive. She's slowly yeah. becoming a bitch. She was just suddenly a cunt.
It was just sudden, like, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whereas like, Lindsay what? Lohan, you saw it slowly happening to her.
Yeah.
And then this one, it's just suddenly... And I mean, that's not the actress's fault, but she is also not the best. I don't think. I mean, I guess she is in terms of, I feel like she's very mundane, which is what Katie's supposed to be.
Like,
but...
in terms of looks, yeah, like, she is, like, the mundane-looking, like, girl. Like, yeah, it works. Like, her look and casting-wise for that look is good, but...
It's the singing voice. It's the singing voice. There, I said
it's
it.
It's the singing
I
voice.
Said it.
It's the singing voice. It's the singing voice.
Yeah. He's not. You're stood next to the... One of the original Regina Georges from the Broadway show and Moana. What do you... Like, come on, you got to put it out the bag.
Exactly.
You can't like, just sit there like... I didn't get it.
I've seen her in other stuff, like, as Same. An actress, so...
Spider-Man.
I know she's, like, an actress. Yeah, Spider-Man. But is she a singer?
She's not a singer. She's not a singer. I love her, though.
Yeah.
But she's just not a singer.
But she's not a singer. We should be on, like, the X Factor. Ow, I just hit my tongue.
Are you okay?
We're good. We're not bleeding.
You
so
haven't
fine.
Lost a tooth.
No. That's what I was talking about the rest of this podcast. I'm like a fucking lisp. Oh,
wait.
My God.
Oh, I nearly just knocked my drink over. There's nothing wrong with lisps.
Nothing wrong with lisps.
I have one. A very slight
you do?
One. Yeah,
do
don't.
I've never noticed that.
I regret just saying this because now you're going to notice it.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
No, you are. And you're never going to unhear it and you're never going to want to talk to me again.
How does that even happen?
Forever.
How does lisps even happen? Is
I
it a born
know.
Thing?
I think...
Maybe you're born
Maybe
with it.
It's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I think you're born with it, but I also think it's like how you position your tongue.
Oh, okay, right.
But it's like, that's how I know how to talk. So it's, I can't change that shit. I'm stuck this way.
You shouldn't change it. Cause
I'm not changing it for anything.
No, you shouldn't.
I'll do it if Renny Rat tells taught me to.
Oh, is that this movie is that you be you, you be you, you go the cooker and you be you yourself.
You be who yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have not actually really spoken. I don't even know what we're doing.
I mean, look, no, it's... If we sit here and compare it to the original film and this, I think the film has an old, like, I still believe that the older film has like an old, like, not nostalgia for me, but like it has like a charm to it that the old one has, which I like and I appreciate. But I think this newer one has more funnier like jokes and like interesting themes that they go into a little bit more, and they like they represent like a wider audience of kind of people in a way. Like they have more going on kind of in the sidetracks of stuff.
What was
like you said about how, you know, she checks the box that makes the noises. What's it called? The box, and you open it and it goes
dilly. Oh wait, what?
The box, and it has the little ballerina in it, and it spins.
Oh,
and it makes
the music
sound.
Box.
Yes, that's it.
Jewelry box.
What's that all about?
Oh, okay, yeah, because there's a pin in it. So, everyone notices. So when Gretchen is singing that, "What's wrong with me?" Da, 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 that song, which personally I think is underrated, but is also the worst song in the film. So anyway,
it was a bit out of nowhere. It was a bit like, yeah.
Yeah, she opens it and you can see like when she's holding it, there's a little rainbow badge in there. And then later on in the film, when Damien is telling the story of Regina and Janice's friendship, he mentions that they have little plushies and that Janice put a rainbow pin on hers to signify that she was gay and come out to Regina. And then Regina, in allyship, put a pin on hers. But then Janice burnt the doll after they fell out. But Regina kept the little pin. It's in her little music box. So she obviously gives a shit. So in an alternate universe, or in just like Mean Girls, the musical and the movie too, Regina and Janice are going to get together because Regina is very, very clearly gay.
100%.
Like, she is gay as fuck. No, probably not. But in a dreamland, Renny Rapp gets to portray herself in Mean Girls 2.
Yeah, because we didn't appreciate the guys kissing Regina.
We weren't feeling that. It feels wrong.
Well, from someone who has watched the College Girls...
The Girls of Sex...
The sex of college girls.
The sex of college girls.
We have opinions.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but Regina George can't be going around getting chlamydia from boys because she has to go around getting it from girls.
Exactly.
It's weird.
Exactly.
Exactly. I was going to say something else when you were talking about... What were you talking about...
I was talking about inclusivity and how there's a lot more themes in this and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. The original film, as much as this is my comfort film,
yeah,
this is not as good as the original. The original will always be number one. However, what I miss about, well, not even however, because this goes with the, like, the first one is better. This one I don't like, and I know it's a generational thing and it's like moving with the times, because we can't say certain things that we used to say. I don't like how many jokes were cut from the original film. Like, we can't call Janice a dyke anymore. We have to call her a lesbian.
Yeah.
Which I think is a bit stupid.
Yeah. I agree with you, because I think it's really annoying that in this like century we're in now with people, it's like people like producers or like decision makers of like media now have to like wash away words and like themes and characteristics of people, even though like as audience people, we know that these things are like bad words and this is like a bad thing to be or a bad thing to say. But it, like, in the context of a show or a movie or a game or whatever it is, makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it follows a plot line where like this person or this thing or this theme has a redemption, or like it kind of comes to a pass where like that thing that was said or done was bad, you know, has an arc to it. It's like you can't have bad people anymore, like everyone has to be likable, or like we can't say these like bad things anymore because it like shocks everyone, like producers on people, like this is makers think this is gonna like offend people, but it's like, yeah, it's not, because it makes sense in the context, you know, of the show or of the thing that we're watching.
You tell her, Bowen.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, no. And I think what I think is worse is that, like, in the original film, they called Janice a dyke. Mm. And in that context, it was offensive.
Yeah.
Because Janice wasn't a lesbian in the first film. In the original film, Janice was not gay.
Yeah.
In this film, she is gay. And, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but a lot of lesbians will use the word dyke. It's not an insult to everyone. Like, it sounds insulted because it's got those harsh letters and shit. But, like, Rene Rapp tweets saying she's a dyke all the time, or, like, puts on Instagram that she's a dyke.
Yeah.
But it's not insulting, like, to everyone.
But the higher-ups of these studios are like, oh, no, I can't touch that word.
I can't say dyke.
I can't say that word anymore. Like, it's
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I follow an Instagram account that is literally called Dykes on a Hike, and it's lesbians that go on a hike together. Like, I'm sorry, it's not offensive. Like, I mean, it is to some people. I'm not saying it's not, but a lot of also, it's like the word queer. Like, it's one of those words, as long as it's used by the right people, it's not offensive.
Yeah.
You know, like, stupid. There were other jokes that they did.
I'm going to go on a bit of a tangent here, but I've watched the original Avatar, like, animated series.
Mm-hmm.
And I've recently watched the remake on Netflix, right? And when they were making this, they were like, and for those who have watched it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But in the original, there's a character in the original animated series who is like this guy, and he's a bit sexist, let's say. He like doesn't think all girls can do certain things. And he goes through an arc where he says these things where he's like, oh, you know, he meets these like warrior women on this island, basically, who initially when he meets them, he thinks that they're girls and they can't hurt him and they can't do anything to him. And they beat the shit out of him and they totally prove him wrong. And he has this like arc where he goes through, you know, a point where he realizes that he's wrong, you know, and he has a point where he's like kind of an unlikable character, but then in the Netflix series that it's gone, it's not even in it, it's just not there. And they said that, and they're like, oh, we're taking it out, it's not going to be in it, like, we don't like that, people won't like that. And it's just like, we aren't fucking idiots, I understand that that's a bad thing, and we all fucking know that, but there's like a point that a character has to go. You can't have everyone that's like likable, and like you can't have like everything like perfect and cookie cutter. Like, you can't, you know, like the world's a shitty place with shitty people in it, and you have to depict that, and then you have to kind of like bring people into a good spot. And like, this is a similar thing where like people are like saying no to like words and know, characteristics and situations, and it's just stupid. And I feel like we're getting to a point where like nothing's allowed anymore. Like, we can't have these themes, we can't have these words, we can't have these people, and it's just like, what the fuck.
I mean, it was like one of the jokes that I think was really stupid to remove is at the end when Janice is doing her apology in the original film, and that happens, Regina says, oh look, it's her dream to dive into a crowd of women. And she didn't say that in this one. She said, oh, we'll either get some good art or some really good fire. Like, and what's insulting about saying that she's going to dive into a crowd of women? She is gay. She would love that. She is. I don't know.
I get it. To my point where I was like, you know, I agree that you have that point. And I like that they chose the character to be gay in this depiction, because it's good, you know, representation, and it's
100%.
Good. Yeah, it's like cool to show that for a character, but they need to like do it justice, and they need to do that right. And
yeah, because I mean, realistically, she is going to be bullied at school. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly. And then, and realistically, at any school that you get bullied for being gay, or at least yeah, a lesbian, you're probably going to get called that word, right? Like, yeah, that's kind of a word that gets thrown around. Yeah, just... on the schoolyard, you know.
Do
I mean, I can't talk from experience, but yeah, like that's probably what happened. You know, that's kids are fucking shitty, and teenagers are especially shitty, you people, mm-hmm. and that shit gets thrown around. But
most importantly, though, yeah, do we think that Regina and Janice should be together? Do we think that Regina is like
I wanted Regina to come out. I wanted some sort of undertoned like storyline that we didn't see coming, like a throw the spanner in the mix, like gay, mm-hmm. you know, subtone thing, you know, because like you said, like the little pin in the box, and they were throwing that little Easter egg in there, and you think for those eagle-eyed viewers like yourself, you saw that. I was a little bit like, oh, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy because, like you say, like there's so many fucking shots in this fucking film where Regina is looking at people and it's like fucking gay ass undertone, man. Like, come on.
Yeah, like even in credits when it's like all those little snippets running, you've got Janice is sat on Regina's lap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. And then you've got like the way Regina says to Katie, get in, loser. Like, she's flirting with her. And I know, like, Renee Rapper said she purposely made her lines to Katie sound like she was flirting with
yeah.
her. But
and it almost yeah, sorry.
I'm just saying, like, she fucking Regina George is gay. I don't care what anyone says. Even in the original, she's gay.
And it made more sense that, like, Regina would reach out to someone like her if she, like, had some, like, undertoned, like, you know, flirtation stuff going on with it. Because, like, in the original film, she just kind of, like, randomly reaches out to this, like, girl. I guess it's more of a, like, power play thing of, like, let's just take in this underling, this, like, total loser person and turn them into something else. But, like, I like the twist on this where, like, it was more like, oh, is it more of a, I like you and I kind of want to see where this goes. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it was more of a, like, there was a bit more going on there than just her being, like, a piece of shit kind of person. Like, you'd think, yeah, yes, she's a piece of shit person, but, like, is there more to it than just that? And yeah, it kind of kept you thinking, but then it never really went anywhere by the end. Even, like, I would have loved even, like, a little bit of a, like, a sprinkle of lesbiano at the end. Sorry, that's, like, my spice.
Lesbiano.
Like, at the end in that scene where they were in the bathroom together, you know, which I really liked. I thought it was a great scene.
Yeah, they just start making out. And
not like that, but you know what I mean? Like, a cheeky, like, wink or cheeky look or, like, something would have been terrible for the it would have been good.
Okay, well, hear me out. I thought when I first watched it that when at the end when Katie gets off the stage and she starts walking towards Janice, the way that, like, the crowd parted, I was like, they're gonna kiss
yeah.
And then they didn't, and it was disappointing, man.
But
this film was made for gay people, like, why not?
Do you think, like, if they did do that, like, let's say they did do that, like, they'd say they threw in a lesbian, like, actual love plot, because let's say they, you know, they had undertones, but there was no, like, through point actually in this.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there was, do you think there'd be a lot more people going, like, oh, it was in there for, like, you know, the woke crowd, or, like, do you think the people would like, get angry at that because it wasn't in the original, and they're changing it and they're making it woke or whatever, because you know that's the thing.
I think yes, you'd get more people saying that. However, I think the majority of the people that watch this film and like it are Rene Rapp fans.
Yes,
and they're gay anyway.
Yeah,
so they're gonna support it. The people that don't like this film are not Rene Rapp fans. Like, for example, Swingly Dingley went to go see it and she thought it was fucking awful, comparing it to the original, because she is not a Rene Rapp fan. I went in.
I'm sorry, Swingly, but that's crazy.
That's crazy. You look, you've got to look at it.
I'm not even like a Reno. I like Reno rap. I wouldn't say I'm like a super fan of Reno rap, but I can come into this and enjoy it.
Yeah.
For the music.
Yeah, you've got to look at it as it's a standalone film. It's not a sequel. It's not a reboot. It's not a remake. It's a standalone thing.
Don't get me wrong. This movie has Rene Rapp fanfare all up in it. Like, you know, like if you are a Rene Rapp fan, you're getting your money's
worth. You are a Rene Rapp fan.
You are getting your money's worth in this movie. You know, she got booby out. She got... Like, she got going on.
She got booby out.
She got all of it going on.
She got them good tits, big heart going on.
You are eating good if you're a fan, and I'm sure you can agree with that, right, Skills?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What is your favourite Rene Rapp outfit in this movie?
Oh, do you know what? I got to go with the tracksuit.
Really?
I like the casual look. Yeah, the hair and ponytail with the dingly dangly bits, and
I like the black crop top. Look,
the luminous.
The furry trousers. Like black.
Yeah,
top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my second favorite. Like, if I had to choose a dressing up outfit, that's my second favorite.
Yeah.
However, I feel like Moana is not given enough credit in this film.
She's great. She great.
She's hot too.
She hot too. She great. No, she has a great moments. Her song when she's mad, you know, at the end of that party scene, you're like, she yells at her and she goes in and
she yells at her in music.
In musical form, it's like it hits, it's like, you know, it's crazy. It slaps, it's great, you know.
We're
it's
down
good.
With the kids.
We are. She really, like, basically her and Rene Rapp carry the majority of this film to me. Mm-hmm. Like, them two, they own the scenes they were in, they own the musical scenes they were in, and they own, like, the most of the film to me. Like, they own, like, 90% shareholders of this film.
Shareholders? I love it. I would like to give a shout-out to Karen, because I didn't like Karen in the first film, and I think it's because... I'm not an Amanda Seyfried fan.
That's Renee's mum, right?
No, Karen is the friend, the stupid one.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
I didn't really care for her in the original film because I just didn't like the actress at the time.
Yeah.
I love her in this. I think she's so funny.
She is. Sorry, yeah.
I just love her. I just needed to say that. I don't really have anything to say.
As the comic relief, the main comic relief of this film, she carries it as well. Yeah, any moments she has, like, you know, it's great, and it's kind of a shame to me that, like, the you know, the plastic, like, friends that they had, like, I feel like they had sort of less development kind of in this film in a way, because, like, you had the whole funny bit. Mm-hmm. In the movie where she says, oh, my boobs can, like, tell what the weather's going to be. And then at the end, she actually becomes, like, a weather person. And it's, like, it was kind of funny that you kind of got to see where they went. So it was kind of a shame that you didn't kind of... They didn't have quite as much room to kind of do stuff. I wanted more of them, in a way, because they were that good. Like, yeah, and she was the best one, absolutely.
I could have done with more Gretchen, because I loved Gretchen in the original film. And I just feel like, apart
both
from Katie...
could have had more.
I don't care for Karen. I think Karen had the best delivery of lines that were carried over from the original film. I think she pulled them off really, really well. Like that, you can't sit with us. That was so good.
Yes, yes.
But I didn't really care for her.
In this film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I loved her in the original.
I'm like to say, because they didn't give her enough going on. Because she had her own song and, like, her little moments, but, like... Mm-hmm. It just wasn't enough to kind of,
I agree. It's very sad.
There's things that this film does better than the original, and there's definitely things this film does worse than the original. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think characters is one of them that they do worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got Tina Fey back.
Yes.
And I thought it was fucking adorable that it turned out she was with the principal.
I know. I like that. I like that little subplot. I mean, I like how it came out of nowhere, like, literally nowhere. Like, there is no, like, oh, maybe they're together. Like, it's just like, oh, they're together.
But I love it.
I love it. And it works.
Yeah. And because in the original, he's like, obsessed with her and she's not interested. So it's just such a nice turnaround. And I think Tina Fey has said in interviews about this film that in her mind, like, teachers stay in their job. They'll stay at a school that they're teaching at for a very long time. So it makes sense for her character and the principal to still be there, which she's sort of hinting at, like, it's set in the same universe. It's a future version.
Yeah.
Which, just with everyone has the same name, which makes no sense.
But, and the same thing happens again.
But that's what makes it so brilliant, because then you have Lindsay Lohan saying this has only happened one time before. To you. And it happened to you.
It was cool that Lindsay Lohan was even in it. Like, you know, I was kind of sad that none of the original cast... Well, no, sorry. Most of the original cast, you know, weren't in it.
Like the plastics.
Yeah, yeah, like the plastics and, yeah. But it was cool that Lindsay Lohan made a return. And like I said, when we were watching it, it's cool to see more Lindsay Lohan, because I think she's cool. First movie I ever watched with Lindsay Lohan in it. Fucking Herbie Fully Fucking Loaded, man. That shit was slapping.
You know what? I think I went backwards with Lindsay Lohan. It could have been Mean Girls, to be fair, but the first film I remember watching with Lindsay Lohan in was Just My Luck. Do you remember that one?
Never seen it.
She swapped luck with some guy and McFly was in it.
What?
Yeah, it was fucking weird.
We have to watch this now.
We should watch this. It's fucking good.
We have to watch this.
And that was like, I don't even know. Let me do some magic and Google it. Just My Luck. Wow. I wish you could... I'm going to screenshot how I spelt this because this is fucking funny. This is funny.
Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, what is this going to be?
Send this into the chat. So I spell it for the pissers. I throw it JUS space TMY space LUVK.
Holy shit.
Just My Luck is Just My Luck.
Oh, that's
2006.
That's amazing. 2006, wow.
Yeah, it's got Chris Pine in it.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Very good film. We'll watch it one day.
We should. We're talking about Lindsay Lohan. What else have you seen her in? Have you seen her be Fully Loaded?
I've seen it once.
See, it was her best film. I can't believe you haven't seen it more than once.
Let me have a look. Oh, I'm just going on her Wikipedia so I can... The screen is bright. Let's have a look.
It is. It's Kate Gillen, the holy light.
Okay, so Parent Trap. I've seen The Parent Trap.
I've not seen that.
What?
I've only seen her in three movies.
Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan.
And Freaky Friday.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen Freaky Friday, Mean Girls. I think I've seen Herbie once. Just My Luck. What else is there? I Know Who Killed Me. I forgot that film existed.
Is that a Disney film or is that like a...
No. I think it was a horror.
That'd be kind of crazy if it was. The Disney film, movie. I Know Who Killed Me.
She's actually not done that many films.
No, she...
I think
she was just known, wasn't she?
She was just
known as the Disney, like, movie person. Until her controversy happened, and then
I Know Who Killed Me has just like opened up memories that I've completely repressed. I feel like I'm gonna have to rewatch this. I remember watching it, but I can't remember anything about it. I'm even looking at pictures of it. I'm not recognizing any of it, but I know I watched it. Wow. There's some psychological stuff. It's great.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan appears. That was good. I would have loved to have seen Rachel McAdams appear.
Yeah. Kind of sad we didn't get her.
Yeah. Apparently, they couldn't get, like, the schedules to work out to have everyone back.
That makes sense.
But they also did that weird Mean Girls Target ad, didn't they, where they had, like, Amanda Seyfried, Lindsay Lohan, and I don't remember her name, the woman that plays Gretchen. They had them in an ad for Target, and they didn't have Rachel McAdams as Regina. And it turns out they asked her, and she said no, but she wasn't told that the others were doing it, because she said she would have done it if she knew the others were doing it.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Well, it was cool to see some of the returning cast anyway.
Yeah.
And, as a whole movie, it was very good. Do you feel like it is better or worse than the original then overall?
You're never going to beat the original.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
Yeah, same. I feel the same way. It's great. I think the original is still better. But
yeah.
The newer one has some interesting takes and some funny jokes, and
it does
some good stuff. Yeah, yeah.
One thing I do have to say and applaud them on is the casting for Regina's mum.
Yes, yes. I don't know her name, but
Busy
I know
Phillips.
That she was. Yeah, she was in like White Chicks, and she's done some great movies, and
she's
great. Yeah,
and they like you said when we were watching it, they look related.
Yeah, yeah, it's great casting for the mum. It's great casting, and we should watch White Chicks one of the days.
You should. I've only seen it twice. I watched it the other week with my 9-year-old cousin.
I've watched it. Fucking, I could the intro to that film. I could probably do by like muscle memory. $1 bill. It's like an intro to that film.
When they're
film
in the shop.
Yeah. They're like the Jamaicans or something. I can't remember. And it's so fucking good. Oh, I'm gonna drink with you.
I love it. So, as we do with our bonus episodes,
yes,
would you watch again?
100%. 100%. It's still watchable. Still great. I think it's almost hard to like compare the two films.
Yeah, yeah, no, you can't. I don't think
one film's doing something different to the other film. In my opinion, like they're trying to do two different things. And it's like how people say, "Oh, is this game better than the previous game that they made, or something like that?" Mm-hmm. Even though it's like from the same developers, that's how I view it. It's like the same people made it, but it's two different IPs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, you can't really say which one's better because they're trying to do two different things, you know, or something like that.
Oh, I agree.
Even if it's using like the same characters, you know.
100.
So yeah, I would. If you put like a gun to my head and say like, which one would you rather watch? I would probably say the original, but this new one has a place in my heart, and it still made me laugh, and I really enjoyed my time drinking and watching it. And
I didn't realize how bad it was going to be.
And one shot I want to make in this movie is that fucking Halloween scene where they do that song. With Rene rap, and she fucking like pauses everybody, and it's so good, man.
It's my favorite scene in the whole film. It's just so good. Cleverly shot.
You go.
There was one thing that irks me in that scene. Do you know what it
What's
is?
That?
It's
that?
When she turns Katie's head, and obviously they're meant to be like, I guess, porcelain dolls sort of thing. She turns her head like to look at Aaron, but her eyes move before her head moves, and in my head, she should have just stayed looking forward and then moved her head.
Because everyone's supposed to be like controlled by her, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, but apart from that, it was my favorite.
It's scene. Fantastic. Like it almost felt like I was not watching a film anymore, but I was watching like a music video, like a proper like music video. Yeah. Like it was fantastic. And then it was so good because you had that song, and then the song before that where. You had I forgot her name,
Karen
doing her like sexy dance thing, and it was like it was crazy. It was really great. You know, it was like two songs back to back, kind of in that bit. But it was really good.
It was good. And one thing I really liked about this film, which you just reminded me of, is that you can tell it is a movie adaptation of a Broadway show because of like the transitions. Like we open with that song with Janice and Damien, and then they open up the garage and suddenly you're in Africa, and that's exactly how it would play out on a stage, like in a theater. Like the transitions are like that, like the set moves up and you're somewhere else. Like,
yeah,
I love that. And at the end, you've got like the garage door closing on them, like, and they're all waiting at the camera.
And it comes to an end point. Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah,
Janice and that, looks at the camera a lot, which I
liked. It's full wall breaking, which was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which they do in the theatre. Like, they kind of talk to the audience sometimes, or like towards the audience, which makes sense. And then like that bit where they like had the music playing with the people in the tree, and then she goes like, stop.
It's like, wait a minute. Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. And oh, there's so many moments in this film that stick to my mind, and I'll be thinking about after this. It's fantastic, you know.
It's poor Pam, fantastic. Though. Oh, poor Pam. Poor Pam.
That was that was a surprise. I didn't think we'd see a Pam in this. Like,
yeah, you get a wild Pam. It's just, you know, shows
every
up
time and... I see a member from The Office, I feel old. I feel like, oh.
Do you know what makes me feel old? Yeah, similar situation. Like, I've just started watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Which started like 20 years ago. But I know what they look like now because I see like clips of Grey's all over like the internet all the time. I've never watched it in my life. So now I'm watching like season one and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, you're a child. But I know what you look like now. Like, I've seen you in other things, like Sandra Oh in Killing Eve. Like,
but you said that when you were when we were
I mean, she could have just seen yourself. I mean, you probably can because you're on camera.
I can't really go.
That was funny.
When we were watching the last episode of The 100, and you showed me a picture of them, and then you said they were old.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just need a minute. Can you just sit here for a second?
Okay. Evan's currently dying. He's got the giggles. Because we've had so much to drink. And I don't know what to say. I ran out of things to say. We're pros at podcasting when we're sober.
We are.
We are. Chaos.
Yeah.
I love it.
Is there any other like moments or standout bits you want to throw out there?
Oh, I just need to say I'm no better than man when that scene scene with Regina in the cupboard with fucking Shane Omen. Jesus fucking Christ.
She might as well be naked in there. Like, come on, guys. The bit where they were all acting like animals and that whole song piece is going on, like, that bit was cool.
That was good.
Really good moment. I'm trying to think if there were stand up moments. The shot of the corridor, like of the corridor where, you know, they're all the confetti's going in the song, if you know, about them planning the revenge on, you know,
it's a revenge party, a party that ends with somebody's head on a spike. Whoa, that one.
Yeah, that was cool.
When they when they chase over a chainsaw and then carry a body and throw it in the river.
Yeah, that's great. And then they had the first person, well, not first, like the close up shot. And then we had the drink.
The following shot where we had to drink the entire fucking shot where Katie's stomping to get her candy cane.
Hi guys, Owen Wilson here, the man of the guys, people here. There was a point during this movie where I was gone. I was like, mentally, I was like feeling it. I was like, guys, I'm feeling it.
It was like the first half of the film is rough.
What point did you feel drunk during this film?
Probably, I think I was probably masking it better, but when you said it, I was like, oh, thank God it's not just me.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, the first half of the film has a lot of different songs in it. So we were drinking with the bad transitions to songs a lot. They mention like Regina and sabotaging a lot, and everything sort of happens in that first half, I think.
I'm trying to think what was the most thing that made us drink.
Africa, probably.
Probably.
It would have been Regina. Regina's mum made us drink a lot.
Yeah.
Aspect ratio was there more than I think we probably anticipated.
Math was a lot.
René Rapp being hot again, that was more than I thought.
There was something that like never came out there, like Tina Fey jump scare, like...
I was never scared by Tina Fey.
No, no. There's a few fetches in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know anything else, really.
The plastics came up quite a lot.
Yeah, that was another one. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how like, gone are you at this point?
Say, like, a solid 6.57.
I'm at a good 7. Yeah, I'm at like a solid 7 right now.
Some questionable texts might be sent today.
I'm expecting it to see that.
Should I text someone right now?
Let's do it. Let's go.
I know. I'm usually pretty good at controlling myself with my phone. So.
Yeah.
I know you're not. No. The amount of times you've called me like on Discord before and been like, I'm so really sorry. Bad.
During our watching, I'm just going to fucking expose Jason. He was like, so do you want to come to the Final Fantasy thing in London? And I was like, fuck yeah, man, let's go.
What, today?
Yeah, he just texted me while we were watching the fucking thing. And I just like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's go.
See, I've not opened you can see my notifications. I've not opened them because I'm scared of what I might say.
You can't be scared. You gotta just accept it. You gotta just go with it.
Just gotta go with it. Just gotta fucking.
Some of the best moments I've had is when I've done things.
I am a lot more confident when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I feel like people look forward to hearing from me when I've had a drink.
Same.
Great fun.
I think we've never really, we should
get drunk together in person.
We should, that's what I'm trying to say.
Should we go back to Leeds? I keep saying I need to redo a Leeds trip.
Should we
redo that?
We should.
I keep telling Si I'm going to do it. I feel like we should just do it.
We need to do it. It needs to happen.
It does need to happen. Let's do it. I'm going to plan it. I keep saying this. I'm actually going to plan it.
Yeah. But back to the podcast.
Yes.
What would you rate the film out of 10? Because we're supposed to usually do 10. 10. Okay.
10.
What would you rate the original? Tens. Just all tens.
Original. 8. I'm joking. The original. Okay. Whoa. The original is a 10, and this one is a 9.9. Because the original is better, but I just love it. I just feel like I could just watch it over and over again, and I don't tend to get that about films.
I'm just gonna, I'm the same. Yeah, the original's like a 10, this one's like a 9. It's good. It's really good.
It's good. I realise we don't have an outro for bonus episode, so guys, it's been fun. Remember to watch Mean Girls, the musical, the movie.
Yes.
René Rapp is really hot in it, and Moana's kind of hot too, so...
She is. She's pretty hot.
Go watch it.
I still think that the... I keep forgetting their names, but the sidekicks...
Karen
of the plastic.
And Gretchen.
Karen, and Gretchen are really hot as well.
I don't get it, personally. In the original, I think Gretchen's hot.
Right.
Not so much in this version. I feel like maybe they look too
neither
much like Gen Zers. No,
neither of them
for me, personally. Maybe Karen, if I had to choose. But again, I think that's personality-based. If I'm being shallow, then I'm just choosing René Rapp.
Karen, who are you picking in the original out of the two?
Gretchen.
Gretchen. And then in the new one, who are you picking?
Karen.
Okay.
Who are you picking?
Karen in both.
Oh, okay, you're an Amanda Seyfried fan. I see. It must be the bug eyes.
That's it. I'm really into bug eyes.
I respect it. I think she looks too much like someone I went to school with, which is why I don't like her.
That's fair.
Don't like the person. I like the person. Whoa, I went to school with.
Shots fired.
I mean, like, look-wise.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. Me. That's fair. I don't know if there's anything else we need to talk about now.
Yeah, I think we're done.
We filmed how long? An hour?
I mean, by the time we had the intro in, about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did good.
We nailed it.
We nailed it.
We should just be drunk every time we record.
We should. I don't know how to end it. Go watch Mean Girls, the musical, the movie.
Do it. And do the drinking game. It's really fun.
Oh, yeah, do the drinking game.
If you're of age.
Yes. I will put the names of the people that made the game so you can go find it yourself in the description.
Description.
And we'll be back whenever this goes live. Next week will be a normal episode.
It will be.
The 100.
Unless we record with drunk again.
Yes. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Who knows?
Tune in next week to find out what we're recording.
Bye.
Bye.